All right, welcome back to the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast. Today we've got a special episode. It's with Sam Latejou, who's a 6'5", 230-pound outside linebacker from Nigeria. I first met Sam last year, one of my best friends, so super excited to have him on the show. He's currently a junior at the Lawrenceville School in New Jersey, and he was a three-star recruit who honestly should have been ranked higher. Let me just say it first myself. But he's had a lot of attention from D1 college football programs. And speaking of which, he just committed this past week on Monday to Wisconsin. So Sam, congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Happy to be here.
So
Get it.
let's talk about your introduction to football in Nigeria. Kind of talk to us about how that happened, and then kind of the training routine there, the popularity of football and all that kind of stuff.
It was like football is not really a thing there. It's mostly flag football.
Yeah.
And I practiced with like the national team, and it was mostly doing drills, and like it was more like conditioning and like cone drills. Like it wasn't really like organized football. And then Sade found a nonprofit that knew Lawrenceville, and then they were like, oh, yo, we got this kid. And then Coach Poe looked at it and was like, huh, I'm gonna take a chance on him. And that's how I'm here.
That's
So
awesome. Yeah, so when you were in Nigeria, what would you do? I know you just talked about like some agility and stuff you do for football. What would you do? Would you lift a lot, or how'd you end up getting really big so that you could compete at such a high level?
I got big in Lawrenceville. I came here like I came here 180, like about
Yeah.
6'3", 180. Like I got big in Lawrenceville. That's all Lawrenceville. Now I'm like 230, big. Now I lift weights.
That's insane.
Yeah.
When you were in Nigeria, did you ever think that you'd come to the United States for football? Like before that program, was that ever your goal?
No. I think more like everybody I had. So in Nigeria, I probably had soccer and probably basketball dreams, but like not football at all. Football wasn't even close. I didn't never even thought about football.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And when you got to Lawrenceville, I mean, you've been there for a couple years now. You've played a lot on their varsity squad. So, what are some of your favorite highlights that you've had playing football in the US so far?
Favorite highlights is probably right now is probably there was a we played against Kent. And my friend Brendan, he's committed to Stanford right now.
Yeah.
He's a defensive end, and he told me like before the game, he was like, yo, get some turf tape up. And I was like, why you wear tough tape? And he's like, I whatever. And then first play of the game, I get a TFL. As soon as I get up, I had like turf burn. As soon as first play of the game, like I got a TFL and turf burn. And he looked at me and he just started laughing. I was like, why are you laughing? He said, look at your knees. And I was just bleeding, and it was like so fun. And
My
like the
gosh.
next, like the first two plays, I had two TFLs, and like I was like a fun, really fun first two, the best way to start a game.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And talk to us about the process of getting your first ranking, getting your first stars. And then what's the kind of the process from a recruit yourself, of increasing your ranking? Like, what do you have to do to get recognized by these higher level colleges?
I didn't even know when I got ranked. Like I just one day, just somebody texted me. I was like, oh. You're a three star now. I was like, what? And it's like,
Wow.
huh. Yeah. So like I really don't know how ranking works because I've gone against five stars. Like, cause I go to
Yeah.
camps and like I compete against like great guys. Like I went to Oregon, like I went to Oregon State. I competed with like I've competed with like four stars, five stars, and some of them like I really say, okay, yeah, those guys are top tier. And then some I'm just like, I don't see it. So like
Yeah.
ranking is just weird, but like recruiting base is like if you're good and you're in the right spot, like you're in schools like Chode, Hun, Lawrenceville, like that has like history with like Lawrenceville doesn't have that much history. Coach Pope made that history, but like I feel like if you're like in a good spot, like good schools, you get recruited. As long as you're good, like that's the thing. People are like, oh, how do I want to get recruited? Like if you suck, you can't get recruited. Like that's the number one thing. You have to be good. And then after that, you just have to be in the right place.
For you, towards like the end of the recruiting process, you obviously were ranked, you got recruited. What did the recruiting process look like for you, especially with NIL deals and NIL rules? How did that kind of work out for you?
Recruiting, I don't know. Recruiting work, it just worked out. I'm gonna be honest, my coach did everything. I didn't do anything. Like
Yeah.
I talked, the coaches called me every day. We talked about everything, but like he got like he put me out there. Like I just had to go play football and then he did the rest. Wisconsin just been there for a minute and they kept like good relationship. They built the relationship and I went there for a visit. I was like, I do see myself here for the next 4 years. And I'm like, hey, Wisconsin was just a place that I was like, yeah, why wait for like, what is the perfect college? I feel like that's the question. Like everybody has where they want to go. And like, I just fell in love with Wisconsin after I went there for my junior day.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that makes so much sense. Once you find the place that you want to go to, why even wait any longer? So after you just announced your commitment, what is your plan moving forward physically for football, outside of football? What is senior season going to look like at Lawrenceville? What goals do you have? And what college goals do you have? What are some of your aspirations now going forward?
Right now, run a 4.7, trying to get that to a 4.6. That's why I'm doing track this spring. Trying to get faster, trying to get stronger, trying to get to like, I'm trying to get to Wisconsin at like maybe 240, 250, but like still be able to move, not like 240 and like, or not like 250 and be slow. So I'm trying to get that speed, but like also weight. Now that like I'm actually done recruiting, like now my senior season is just, I feel like I'm gonna like, my senior year is gonna be like the best football I'm probably gonna have, because now like there's nothing on the table. I'm just gonna have like just to just have fun and just play football. So really excited about that.
That's awesome. And I have to assume, is your ultimate goal to make it to the NFL?
I feel like if you're playing, like if you're playing and say you don't want to make it to the NFL, like a coach, every coach will look at you like you're not serious, because like you have to be the best. And for you to be the best means after you being the best in college means you get to the NFL. So yes.
Got it. And obviously you're still moving through high school. You have 1 year left, hopefully Wisconsin, and then hopefully the NFL. But we always end our interviews by asking about a piece of advice. So coming from you in the middle of your recruiting process, what advice would you give to your younger self, either in Nigeria or last year starting Lawrenceville, about the whole process? Like, what is the best way to achieve your goals?
Don't overthink it. Just work. Work will always pay off. Like hard work will always pay off. Don't overthink it. Just go ball. Don't stress it. Like Lawrenceville gets really hard. Like depends on wherever you are. Like no matter where you go, like this is always going to be hard. Just ball.
Awesome. Well, that's all our questions that we have for you. Thanks so much, Sam, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And like I said,
thanks for having me.
Good luck for Wisconsin.